remind the people of Israel that God does his best saving work in silence and in hiddenness. Just read Esther from that perspective. Silence and hiddenness. Jump to Golgotha. What do we find there? We find God hidden at Calvary. Karl Barth wrote that revelation of the cross is needed for knowing that God's hidden and man is blind, and that God is silent and man is deaf. It just brings all that out. God the all-powerful is held by nails to wood. His glory is not a gold crown, but a crown of thorns. His kingly robe is his nakedness, so the Roman world could mock his circumcised manhood. Darkness descends, death settles against the hardwood of the cross, and where is God there? Is he speaking? Where's the power? The power is Jesus' weakness and his dependence upon the Father as he in human frailty trusts in the silence. He trusts that God's with him. It is here that he gives his life for his people. Let me ask, who do you think the Christ figure is in the book of Esther? Dare we say the woman, Esther? Yeah, she's the Christ figure. It's beautiful. She enters Xerxes' presence having said, if I perish, I perish. She gives her life for her people, but not before she spends 3-day fasting in her Garden of Gethsemane. She doesn't come from privilege. She lives among the common girls, perfumed up for a one-night stand with the king. And in all of this, God is at work silently behind the scenes. Jewish tradition doesn't see Esther just fasting. They understand that prayer must have accompanied fasting. They didn't add prayers to the text like the Eastern Church, but one tradition in the Jewish faith, they did add a prayer from the scriptures for part of the Purim celebration. Psalm 22, the messianic psalm from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? And that ends with, all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. Not bow before Haman, bow before him. Mordecai was spot on to lay a question before Esther. Who knows but that you, Esther, have come to royal position for such a time as this? I hear echoed in Mordecai's question the words of St. Paul. You see, at just the right time, when we were powerless, Christ died for us, the ungodly. You and I are called to live during this time. Right now, this time. We must live in messy circumstances that cause distress and panic and sleeplessness and doubt. We are called to step into action, trusting and believing that though God cannot be heard, he is speaking. And though he cannot be found, he will find us. What if the story of Esther is given so that we see our own living story as the time for which we were born to live the life of Christ faithfully? Moment by moment into every situation. Esther, it's a great story. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.